on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. I have kind of like that old car starting in the morning. Brum, brum. Then I get going, and I can run all day. Hey, today's the 14th of December, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. That's right. During this COVID event, they've been on those front lines, and I just want to throw a big thank you out to them, as I have so many times. But we can't forget our healthcare professionals out there. We have problems wearing a mask for 30 minutes. Imagine wearing that mask and then shields and then all your PPE for hours and hours and hours. Yeah. Yeah, we owe a big, big, big round of applause for our healthcare professionals. Hey, okay. Ashley's with me today. Linda's on assignment. And
good
Ashley,
morning.
What's the weather look like this week? And then tell me what kind of days it was, because I think I missed a big day on Friday.
I will have to look up what Friday was.
If I did miss a big day, I'm going to find Jared and slap him. So.
Today is National Monkey Day.
Today's National Monkey Day.
Monkey Day.
I have a monkey story.
Oh?
Afterwards.
After the weather.
True monkey story.
Oh, okay. If you haven't left the house yet, you might want to schedule a little bit of extra time on your way in. Not only did I have ice on my car this morning, but we are in a dense fog advisory until about 10 a.m. today. That means we have zero wind across the North State, especially in those low-lying areas we're talking about. Near the airport, Palisadro, those kind of areas, you're going to have especially dense fog. So make sure you're going slow, going safe, and that should clear up around 10 o'clock today after sunrise. Tonight is going to be mostly patchy clouds, so we should have a nice sunset, but that's going to be the last one for a while because we're looking at a chance of rain come Tuesday night. A guarantee of almost of rain come Wednesday, and then things will start to clear up by Thursday. With our temperatures waffling somewhere between freezing, where it is now, and about mid-50s throughout the week.
Wow. Big rain yesterday.
Yes. Wasn't it wonderful?
Wasn't it great? See, that's what I wanted. I prefer it to rain, though, in the evenings, and then rain all night and stop, and then rain all night the next night. That way you can go out and do things and still get all that great rain. Okay. So the weather report, is that it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I want to come back to the days.
Yep, I'm looking at it.
Check Friday. The weather report is brought to you by a veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane, based out of Anderson. Great people down there. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call, 365-3793. Okay, my monkey story is this. I went on a behind-the-tour scene. At the Animal World or Wild Animal Park down in San Diego. And they have an island that's got monkeys on it. And they said, and somebody asked them, well, the monkeys, monkeys there because they can't swim. And the tour guy said, oh, no, they can swim. They just don't know they can swim. And he says, and she said, every so often a monkey will swim off the island and come to the mainland there. I mean, it's not like it's 100 yards. I mean, oh, yeah, it's you're out there. Not 100 yards, but you're out there. And a monkey will swim and come over to the mainland. And he says, when we capture it, we have to rehome it at another zoo. Because if the monkey leaves, the other monkeys notice, but the monkey never comes back. So they think the monkey dies. And he says, but if it came back, then the rest of the monkeys would know, hey, we can swim. Isn't that weird?
That's awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
That's exactly the logic from a group of monkeys I would expect.
Yeah. Well, there's other stories about, studies of monkeys and social, how they socially interact, mm-hmm. and how if you take monkeys, and what they did was, it's not easy on the monkeys now, but They'd put a big, they'd have a ladder and have a big bunch of bananas or fruit or something up there. And every time the monkey, a monkey of the group tried to go up, they'd hit it with, they'd hit the whole group with cold water. And, until finally, every time a monkey go up, they'd keep hitting with cold water, keep hitting with cold water. And then they'd introduce some more monkeys into it and take some monkeys out. Anyway, at the, by the end of the experiment, though no monkey had ever been hit by water, when a new monkey came in and tried to climb the ladder, they'd all attack him, get him off the ladder. And yet none of them had ever been struck by water. They had been conditioned. I just thought I'd bring that up because today is when the electoral colleges vote. Today is when President Biden, if the electoral colleges vote the way they usually do, will be officially elected as President of the United States. And, of course, he takes over in January during the, I want to say coronation, but that's not the right word. The
transition.
Not transition, you know. The
inauguration.
Inauguration, thank you. Big words like that. I kept thinking coronation, inauguration, something to that effect. And the question is Trump going to be there? Of course, Trump will be there. He's not going to, you know, he's not going to go out. I mean, I can't imagine him not being there. And I think once the Electoral College, it, I mean, it's gone up to the Supreme Court, no matter what Giuliani says, you know, maybe something will come up a year from now and say, and everybody will realize that, or people will, there's such, you know, such irrefutable evidence, which there isn't now. And President Biden, as of, well, when he gets inaugurated, he's my president. And yet I see people out there, they, you know, and this is from both sides, they are still on the attack. But this one guy I know him really well. He's not what I would call a friend, but he's an acquaintance. He spent a couple of nights at my house, he and his wife. He said something the other day about Republicans. And I thought about that, and I thought, this guy's an author. He knows what words mean. When you put words out there, words have consequences. You know, once a word is, it's like a bullet fired from a rifle. Once the bullet leaves the barrel, you can't pull it back in. That's why we preach safety. That's why we preach knowing what's on the other end of that bullet. But when you put a word out, it's the same thing. Once it's out there, it can never be recalled. And at that point, you know how they feel. And they can use the excuse, well, I was just upset, or I was drinking. That was my favorite one. I've been drinking. But guess what? The word is out there. The words are out there, and they cannot be recalled. So I just did something that I rarely, rarely ever do. You know, most of the time I see something like that, I just ignore it, or I'll snooze somebody for 30 days. I unfriended him because it's over. And yet you are still on the attack, calling people names, Republicans, conservatives, you know, they're turds, they're, you know, all these things. And I think, you know, you don't need to do that. I mean, I have never done that. And there are times that I write some kind of scathing pieces, but it's never a personal attack. Or I go into things here on the show, but it's never a personal attack. It's on policy, it's on issues. You know, and, you know, and the one thing I did have that could have been close to a personal attack, I guess, is when I questioned Joe's age and the fact that he's 78. And is he going to be able to be there at 3 o'clock in the morning and go on and stay on for 10, 12, 15 days during an emergency? Because I've seen it in the Marine Corps that when we, you know, having to go on that long, that people that are younger than him, they start making questionable decisions. So, but we'll find out because he is our president, and I will support our president. I may not agree with his policies, and I may fight like hell against some of the policies, but he's still my president, just like President Obama was, just like President Bush was. And Bush put me in a place where I could have been killed. So, I mean, yeah. I still supported Bush, and I supported Obama, you know, for some of the things he did. But, their policies I didn't like, and I would never support those policies. And it would be the same thing with Trump. I supported some of the policies he did, but I think that his personal attacks were just wrong. You don't need to do that. You don't need to call people names. But because of that, we probably had the largest turnout ever. And it wasn't so much that they were against Trump's policies, and I always believe this. It was because they just didn't like Donald Trump. So part of the part of being a politician is being likable. And that's just the way it is. So anyway, we'll take a quick break. And thank goodness for this for our sponsor, Sleep Number. Sleep Number gives you the opportunity to sleep well, sleep longer, to recharge your batteries, to keep yourself healthy, and to be able to fight off any of these colds or flus, or maybe even help you fight off COVID. And it's been a, it's been like kind of like, it's probably one of the best beds I've ever slept on. And it's something that you can adjust. You know, Linda's Sleep Number setting last night was 40. My Sleep Number setting last night was 55. We both slept just like little babies in there. And Sleep Number has a number of other things that they can help you with your sleep. Ultimate faux fur throws, winter soft sheet sets, a sleep essentials kit. And the second largest bedtime for Sleep IQ sleepers was Christmas Eve, right behind New Year's Eve. That's the second latest time people get to bed. But then you want to sleep well after that. Right now, you give comfort and joy for life-changing sleep, and now save up to $700 on a new Sleep Number 360 smart bed, plus special financing and free premium delivery and setup when you add a base. This ends today only at our Sleep Number store over in the Target Shopping Center. Go on over there. This is a gift that we'll keep giving. Trisha's had her bed for like 15 or 20 years. We've had ours over 5 years now. Never had a problem with it. Works great. Now, that's subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. You see sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, 36 degrees out there, 7:16 in the morning. And quite a few things I want to talk about here. 8 o'clock, Joe Wise, president of Shasta College, joins us.
You got to draw a hard line. When the gunsmoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon. We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palos Cedro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, guess what today is? Today, 11 years ago, we started KCNR Radio.
Happy birthday, KCNR.
And I want to say, give out a great, you know, I don't know who I can even thank for this. I can thank Five Star Bank. And I can thank Eric Woodstrom. He was the president of Northern Vision back then, who took a chance. When we sat down that first day, he said, "Well, how much is a radio station worth?" I had no idea. Like, I'd been doing this my whole life. No, I had no idea. So we looked it up on the internet. Totally wrong. So I want to thank a big shout out to Eric. Thank you so much, Eric, for putting us into this hell for the last 10 years. No, thank you so much for having that faith in us. And next month we have the station paid off.
Yay!
So there. So thank you. And now, who else do I want to thank? I want to thank, of course, Bob Belongi. And Bob and Brenda are up in Coos Bay, Oregon, where when she retired from the Forest Service, and then they moved up to Coos Bay. They had this plan the whole time, was to move someplace where they could have their boat, and they're just loving it up there. But Bob and Brenda, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I think Bob had the swine flu or something when he started, but he was still working. Jim Bremer would come in here and work tirelessly to get us on the air, hooking everything together. It was amazing what he did. And then we had two other people, Ron Johnson and Tom. Anyway, both of them helped in the setting this up. And both of them have passed away since then. So, and we were really sorry to, first of all, that they passed. But we were so thankful for everything they did. And then I can't let this go without thanking Mike Quinn. Mike Quinn, who owned KLXR, and he owned the signal for KCNR. And he sold it to us. It was a dark signal. We had to set everything up. We had to buy all the equipment and all this to start that little community radio station that Linda and I wanted to start. And it was so we want to really appreciate what Mike did. The other people, I thank every one of our sponsors that have been with us. Some have been with us the whole time. The whole time, Tobacco and Brew, a Cypress Square Barbershop, Alliance Heating and Air, you know, Coachmaster hopped in right away. And so thank all of those people that have supported us during this time. And then, of course, all the employees we've had. And, you know, people like Ashley and Jared and Sue and Travis. But there's been so many in front of them. Santos and Molly. And other people have been with us a long time out there. But most of all, we want to thank you all, our listeners. Thank you so much for helping us make this a success. And like we've always said, we'll never get rich off of this. But we're rich in so many ways with the people we've met, the friends we've made, and the ability to share the air with so many people. Well over 4,000 guests at this point, just in our show. And we have so many local shows that have been with us a long time. We, the people, have been with us. Sovereign Minds, State of Jefferson came in later, but they've been with us a long time. So many people and so many shows through the years. Some that we've asked to leave because they were saying things that were just totally untrue. But that's just been one show. And everybody else we've appreciated. But again, our listeners, all of you that you get up in the morning and you listen to us. One time I was taking a yoga class. I don't take a lot of them. This was years ago. But I was taking a yoga class, and this lady from across the room, she says, I know that voice. She says, and I'm usually laying down when I hear it. And, of course, we're laying down in mats. And when she said that, I didn't really know what to say, but Linda was in there. And she says, you know, when I wake up in the morning, I wake up to you guys. And I thought that was really sweet, too. And Florence, I know you're out there, and we love you. And so many other people that are listening right now. But thank you. Thanks, everybody, for helping us. And they said, what have you learned? Well, I learned don't ever cut the red wire. Is that still up on the wall up there?
I think we took it down so we could put that up there.
Okay. Well, we need to put that back up there. Because if you cut the – we found out if you cut the red wire.
Don't cut any wires. Let me unplug stuff. Yeah.
Don't cut the red wire. The other thing, too, is, you know, then, we're in our second year of FM, and we started that up. And that's really been a big thing. So we're reaching out further, reaching out with a clear signal at night because our AM signal goes down by law. So anyway, thank you. Thank you. And now that I mentioned that, all you great people out there, I still have half of a box of Toys for Tots that I need, probably some games and some unwrapped toys and their books. I like books. I just threw a couple books in there. I think kids, it'd be good for kids, too. Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. This portion, though, I want to talk about is at Ready Rancheria on the 17th. Today's the 14th, so on the 17th. Between the hours of 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., while supplies last, in the Redding Rancheria RV parking lot there, at 2000 Redding Rancheria Road, the Redding Rancheria will be giving away turkeys and toys. And this is open to the public. This is a drive-through event. All vehicle occupants will be required to wear a mask. Please follow the signs and stay in your vehicle. Staff will bring items to your vehicle. For more information, call 524-2920 Jack Potter Jr., who is the chairman of the tribe. That's right. Turkeys and toys to everybody that comes in between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. while supplies last. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Feet by Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's our 11th birthday.
Yay!
Today. 7:33 in the morning, 36 degrees out there. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing us this portion of the show. It has been among the highest rated hospitals in the United States by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. 4 out of 5 stars in specifically targeted areas, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, and hip and knee replacements, plus all the other great things that they've been recognized for. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. Okay, the Costco property. I call it Costco property. But Oasis Road, that property that all those people, you know, that in this group that's against Costco building where they're going to build. And the funniest thing is, when I say, we want them to go to Oasis Road, it's perfect for them and it's a better place. Now, Costco, I realize, is a billion-dollar company who is very successful. They pay their people really well. They've got all these things. I would think that Costco would know where they want to put their new store, and they want it there. where in that property they know that they're going to get ready to build on. So to have somebody tell you this is a better place is so arrogant to me. Arrogant is the right word. Anyway, but anyway, that property sold now. So, oops, guess it takes away that area where you want them to move to. So, Costco, full speed ahead, buddy. Some good things are happening in our city. In this case, it's in the Shasta Lake City. Lake City of Shasta Lake is there's a veterans housing program going up there for homeless veterans from the Veterans Resource Center. Brad Long heads it up. Brad's been on the show several times. So this is for homeless veterans. And it's going to be, I think, 30 spots, 30 apartments there, plus the one they have on Park Marina Drive. And it gets homeless veterans, helps them get back on their feet. This is going to be a great little place. It's going to have, you know, they're going to have single rooms, you know, bathrooms and the whole thing. They've been trying to get this thing off the ground for 5 years, but just the way things are. But they've got the funding. I guess there's 12 different groups that are helping them fund. And so we're going to have that is going to occur. So that's really good news for our veterans and great for what Brad Long and his group are doing. The vaccines, they've started giving out the vaccines. They've started giving people inoculations. So can you stop wearing a mask after you get your shot? The answer is no. And you go, no, it's not right away for a couple of reasons. Masks and social distancing will still be recommended for some time after people are vaccinated. It's because, one, there's two shots. You take with one of the vaccines, the second dose, this is from Pfizer, the second dose comes 3 weeks after the first, and Moderna's comes after 4 weeks. And the effect of vaccinations aren't really noticeable. They're not, I shouldn't say noticeable, they aren't immediate. They're supposed to get some level of protection with a couple weeks after the first shot. The full protection may not happen until a couple weeks after the second shot. It also doesn't know if it protects people from infection entirely or just from the symptoms. That means vaccinated people might still be able to get infected and pass the virus on, though it would most likely be at a much lower rate, said Deborah Fuller, a vaccine expert at the University of Washington. And once even the vaccine supplies start ramping up, getting hundreds of millions of shots into people's arms is expected to take months. I also noted that vaccine testing is just starting in children who won't be able to get shots until study data indicates it's safe and effective for them as well. If people get shots, they've estimated that the country could reach herd immunity. A lot of people will tell you if you take a shot, you're part of that herd of sheep. I personally don't believe that. Immunity as early as May, based on the effectiveness of the vaccines. That's assuming there's no problems meeting manufacturers' supply estimates and enough people step forward to be vaccinated. And that is going to be the question. I asked Health and Human Services, do you believe there's going to be a problem getting a significant majority of people up here in the North State to take the vaccine? And the answer was, we believe there will be a problem with that. We believe there's going to be a problem getting people to take the vaccine. So a vaccine's only good if you use it. And there's people out there, I've heard things, it can be anywhere that they are inserting some kind of tracking devices in the vaccine. I mean, I've heard that. Two other things, why they'll never take the vaccine. So the question is if 50% of the people take the vaccine and then they're protected in the sense that they're not showing symptoms, which means that, you know, they're not getting sick. And by the way, I'm going to aside real quick right here. A friend of mine who had it is still suffering, even though he's up walking around and he's doing his thing. He's still suffering symptoms of COVID. Yeah, it's, you know, and hopefully, you know, because this could be a little bit life-changing for him. I think that he's going to get past this in the next, you know, couple weeks. But if 50% of the people take the vaccine and 50% don't, the other 50% then could theoretically catch COVID from because you may still have the COVID I've been vaccinated. You know, I get vaccinated twice, but I can still catch COVID. And though I have no symptoms, I could give it to people. So, but then after that 50% gets it, gets COVID, then I think only, then we'll have herd immunity at that point.
The thing about
but what do I know about that kind of stuff?
The thing about the vaccines that I'm looking forward to is the burden of protecting you is not going to be on me anymore. It'll be on you to get the vaccine.
That's right.
So that's right. The whole guilty until proven innocent social aspect of we have to assume everybody has COVID, that's going to go away. We're going to return to some sense of normalcy, which I'm really, that's what I'm really looking forward to.
And that could happen. That could happen as early as May. I think, well, you know what? I'm planning on, we're planning on having Colt 45 baseball next year.
Awesome.
And we're planning on having, we're planning on getting these schools open as fast as they can. You know, there's still arguments going on about that. Why are schools closed? And the schools are closed because, mainly because of pushing from teachers, unions, not necessarily teachers, but from the unions. Saying we don't want our teachers getting sick. Well, you know, when you look at the way we've got our classes set up, at least up here in Shasta County, separated, you know, 3 days a week they go to school, or 2 days a week they go to school. So they're in class learning. It's better than no classes at all. And I think you're going to see at the beginning of the year, after the vaccine starts, that they're going to start pushing kids back into school, which they need to do. So, have you ever wondered what's in Pfizer's vaccine?
Have I ever wondered? Not particularly.
Why?
Why have I not wondered? Because it doesn't matter in the end, does it?
Well,
the choices are yes or no.
The active ingredient is called a nuclear SID-modified messenger RNA or mod RNA encoding the viral spike glycoprotein of SARS. COVID-2. It's going to have lipids in it, and I'm not going to go into those words. Salts with potassium chloride, monobasic potassium phosphate, sodium chloride. These are like 0.001 of stuff. And sugar. It's going to have 6 milligrams of sucrose in it, so you can get your sugar high at the same time. Yeah. So that's what's in it. Nothing too surprising here, according to a specialist based in Arizona. It's a normal way of packaging up medications for people. The only active ingredient in the vaccine is the messenger RNA encoding the vital spike of CARS-CoV-2 that describes the modified RNA that contains the code for cells to make the spike protein specific to the virus that will help create antibodies to attack it. And that's just what a vaccine does. It creates the antibody, so your body will attack it from within. The next key ingredient is, you know, the lipid molecule, a small ball of fat that maintains contains four components. This is used in a range of pharmaceutical, cosmetic, and food products, according to Full Fact. A registered chair, okay, blah, blah, blah. There have been no cases of, or there have been rare cases of allergic reactions to products with high concentrations of this stuff. It's called PEG, the polyethylene glycol. There have been, such as some commonly used laxatives, but the Pfizer vaccine contains a tiny amount of the substance, only enough to maintain the integrity of the molecule. So that's what's in it. If you've ever wondered. So what it is it just goes in. The main ingredient, the active ingredient, is the RNA that goes after it, or the specific type of RNA goes after the COVID itself, the SARS. The rest of it is just like if you're taking a pill, you know, that has all the fillers in it to keep it all together and all that. And so now you know when they stick it into your arm, if you're getting the Pfizer, what's going in there. Were you worried? You weren't worried. You just figured that. I like to know what's going in. Though I've had shots before, of course, in the military, and jobs I've had after the military, they've given us shots. I had no idea what they were. But I didn't. I've been fortunate. I've been one of those fortunate ones that have never had an allergic reaction to any type of vaccine I've had. I'm not allergic to anything either. So, that's not true. In the spring, I do sneeze for like about 3 days until my body has got it under control. So, but the one thing that they used to give us, and Ted Leidy and I were talking about this the other day, was the hemoglobin shot. The hemoglobin to fight this one type of infectious disease that you can catch. And it's like they made you hold it in your hand because they take it out of the refrigerator. So you're holding it in your hand while you're waiting there to warm it up. So, but when they shoot it into your hip, I call it your hip, but it's in your buttocks. Into your buttocks. It feels like peanut butter being inserted into your body.
That's terrifying.
You felt the needle go in, and it just kept going on. When they started putting the hemoglobin shot into you, it just kept going on and on and on. And I got this at boot camp. And what did we do right afterwards? We went for a 3-mile run to make sure that we didn't tighten up. But I tell you what, the next day there was a bunch of limping Marines walking around. Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. I'm sorry, talking about getting shots in my buttocks. And every time I say that, I think of Gump when he says when the president said, "Where'd you get shot?" And he looks at him. He goes, "In my buttocks, sir." Oh, I'd like to see that. And then, of course, Forrest Gump then drops his trowel on national TV to show him where he got shot. This portion of the show has nothing to do with that. It's brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy, retired command sergeant major, started this, 10, 11 years ago, this company. Now it's the largest firearms instruction company in California, teaching over 46 different places. They will provide ammunition if you, on your initial CCW, they will provide ammunition for you to shoot at the range there. You get to buy it, but they have the ammunition to be able to, so you can complete your CCW course. And not only do you get your basic CCW, you can take advanced pistol, you can take home defense, you can take shotgun, rifle courses, and even unarmed combat courses. All of this at Northern Firearms Instruction. Check them out at County CCW and or usgunpro.com. Or give them a call, 530-999-1822. We'll be right back. 7:47 in the morning. Still 36 degrees out there.
You sense excitement and relief. I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from 4 different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy 5 car wash packages and get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Just finish cleaning up your room.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Hope you're doing well. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell, if there's anything about insurance this woman and her staff doesn't know, it's because they haven't changed the law yet. But when they do, Judy's there in the class making sure she understands it, so you are covered. That's right. When you've lost your home insurance because you happen to live in an area where there's fire, not that there's a fire around you, it's your house is on fire. They just want to cancel it like some, like, you know, big name insurance companies do. Judy found people insurance for their homes, and it was affordable insurance. This is just one of the things she's done to help people around here. She's been doing it since 1993, and she has a financial advice group, advisement group, also under the roof of Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Everything there, one-stop shopping. Give her a call at 221-0441. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Okay, let's get into sports for a second. The Cleveland Indians, they're dropping the name Braves. So another major sports team is dropping their nickname, the Braves. They've taken out the Chief Wahoo. They've had a bunch of, you know, the things that you could buy, like stickers and T-shirts and all
they
that.
Could be the snowflakes instead.
Of course, the Washington Redskins, which is now the Washington football team, It's picked no name, and I think that they won't. It's just the team formerly known as the Redskins is now Washington. It's kind of like Prince, formerly known as Prince. The other one is, yes, I watch pro football. Yeah, I watch pro football. I'm not ashamed of that. I do watch it. And I watch the Steelers. The Steelers lost their second game in a row. Now, the reason I'm saying this is that the Steelers went 11-0, won 11 games in a row, and I read something like 3 weeks ago that said the Steelers were the worst 11-0 team in history. And I thought, well, that's interesting. They said they have not played a good team yet. Well, they lost last week, and then last night they played the Buffalo Bills, who just trounced them. And so you're thinking now that, okay, maybe that guy was right who wrote that 3 weeks ago. They're the worst 11-0 team in football. The other things that I see going on, the La Cabana is still closed. It may open today, and I'll find out, and I'll let you know tomorrow. As you know, they had that terrible tragedy of not just 2020 tragedy of COVID and fires, but they had the matriarch of the family. His house burnt down 2 weeks ago. The mother and father were taken to UC Davis, suffering from smoke inhalation. And our first responders, our firefighters, went in there, into the burning house, and rescued them. So anytime you get into the thing, gosh, maybe we're paying these guys too much. Just remember who's running into burning houses to save people. And they saved them. However, like I said, they went into the hospital at UC Davis, airlifted down there, and I haven't heard the latest on that. Hopefully that they'll be open again, but they were closed till further notice. So if COVID wasn't bad enough, and they were playing by the, we shut a restaurant down, they were using takeout, they had some outdoor dining tables, but there's a GoFundMe site that's been raising money for them to help them with this unexpected expense. So it just seems like 2020 just keeps giving.
The family did mention that what they need most right now are prayers.
Yeah, because yes, and the people that lived in the house with them, of course, they've got a large family, so they were immediately assimilated into their family's homes, but they have no place to store things or anything like that. So it's just a shame to hear something like that happening when, you know, to good people. So it's 2020 just continues to give and give, and even give some more. The part about the vaccines, there's just going to be, you know, already there's already people talking about why it's bad for you. That there's stuff in it. Well, I just read what they put in it, into the Pfizer vaccine. But there's going to be people fighting this. There's, you know, people that are fighting vaccines anyway and don't get vaccines. And you know what? That's totally up to you. I would never say force somebody to take a vaccine, though the state does that, by telling kids they can't go to school unless they've been vaccinated. The other thing about that is it going to reach out further? Is it going to say, well, you've got to show proof of vaccination before? Can a company force its employees to get a vaccine? You know,
they're going to lose a lot of employees in this
area.
Well,
you know, that
right
would
quick.
You know, that would never happen here, because I believe in, you know, if you don't want to take a vaccine, that's fine. You want to drive without a seatbelt, that's fine. You know, that's up to you. There's laws about seatbelts. There's no laws about vaccines, but they can pass laws, and people like airlines can say must show proof of vaccination before getting on. Now, you haven't seen it yet, but you have to ask yourself, is that very far down the road? Now, vaccines are available, and they want people to take it, so you just kind of lean in. Is there going to be a vaccination certificate they give you? Okay, you've been vaccinated. Here's your certificate. Whoa. What do I need that certificate for? Well, you may need it. You know, so now you've got, now I have to have a certificate. I've been vaccinated. It's in my shot record. That should be good enough. And so, well, I don't have my certificate, but I was vaccinated. May not be enough to get you on a plane. But we don't know that yet. They may have, they may not do that. There may be none of that. Are they? But would they do that in schools? Well, schools, they can't do it for the children because they haven't done all of the tests on children, so they can't do it there. But if you say, but if you come up and they say, well, you can't have church services. Whoa, 80% of our church has been vaccinated. We should be able to have 80% in. I can see people using the vaccine to open up places. All of our church, we had a vaccination party. And everybody got vaccinated, so 100% of our people were vaccinated, so we can open up our church 100%.
Would you hold La Cabana to the same standards? If you pull 80% of the people that come out, oh, yes, I've been vaccinated, they're allowed? Or is it churches that are special?
Well, no, I'm just using churches because that's kind of a controlled environment in the sense of you know, mainly the same people show up every week. When you have a restaurant, it doesn't work like that because you get all different types of people in. So I guess a restaurant could do, show me you've been vaccinated. I just don't think that'll work. But I could see where people could say, hey, my church, we have 85% vaccinated. I can have 85% capacity now instead of 25%. We'll see. We'll see. Okay, hey, when we come back, Joe Weiss will be with us from the president of Shasta College.
Presidential electors are meeting across the country to formally choose Joe Biden as the nation's next president. Today is the day set by law for the meeting of the Electoral College. Georgetown Law Professor Caroline Frederickson says if you're not completely sure what's going on there, you're not alone.
It's understandable that lots of people are confused because many of the issues around the Electoral College haven't really been contested until this election.
House Speaker Pelosi and Vice President Mike Pence, in his capacity as President of the Senate, will preside over a joint session of Congress to sign off on the electoral count before noon on January 20th. The first trucks carrying a COVID-19 vaccine for widespread use in this country are now on the way. General Gustav Perna heads up Operation Warp Speed.
We'll be working it hard the next couple of days to ensure these first shipments go very well. It is the foundation for all future deliveries.
Initial doses of the Pfizer vaccine will likely be limited to healthcare workers and those living in nursing homes, of course, among the most vulnerable. We continue to see falling prices at the gas pump.
AAA says we're paying a penny less for a gallon of regular, $2.15 on average. That's 4 cents less than a month ago and 42 cents cheaper than this time last year. The Energy Information Administration says a decrease in demand alongside an increase in total domestic stocks helped lower the national average this week. And as demand continues to drop, especially amid rising coronavirus cases, pump prices will be poised to follow suit ahead of winter. Highest price in California at $3.18 a gallon, lowest in Mississippi at $1.84. Ron DeRockster reporting.
A strong showing for stocks in early trading today on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is up by 118 points. NASDAQ is up by 190. More from townhall.com.
Let's say you've decided to build a bicycle from scratch. Sounds like an impossible project for my skills, but let's say you've got the skills and I offer you an advantage, a special tool that would help you build the bike faster while saving you legitimate money. My guess is you'd say, bring it on. If you wouldn't, well, then this commercial isn't going to make much sense. My name is Ryan. I'm from United Faith Mortgage, and we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is lucky to have a direct lender advantage. Our company is set up to use its own money and make its own lending decisions within its own walls. And often, this advantage allows us to get your refinance or new home loan done faster and get you a better rate, which saves you monthly and lifelong money. Rates are historically low. Now is the time to see how our special tool might work for you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rack animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Cuba's president says the government there will unify the island's monetary system on New Year's Day.
The unification will close the door on over 25 years with two national currencies in circulation. Cuba will revert to using its peso, which has an official exchange rate of 24 per U.S. dollar. It'll drop the convertible peso, which is worth about $1. Currently, Cuba is suffering a severe economic crisis arising from its unproductive economy and sanctions imposed by the U.S. to pressure the government.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Early voting in Georgia is underway for the state's two Senate runoff elections, which are set for January 5th. The early voting runs as late as December 31st in some of the counties, and this race could determine control of the U.S. Senate, and many people believe the future of the country, at least over the next 2 to 4 years. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Austria's Constitutional Court has struck down a law prohibiting primary school children from wearing specific religious head coverings.
The law had prevented girls younger than 10 from wearing the headscarf at school. It was passed last year by the previous coalition of the conservatives and the far right. The court said the law contravened rights on freedom of religion. The education minister, Heinz Fassmann, said he took note of the judgment, but regretted that girls wouldn't be free from compulsion at school.
That's BBC's Bethany Bell. A man has pleaded guilty to trafficking people in the country illegally. A U.S. attorney's office in Virginia says a Texas man has pleaded guilty in federal court to taking a van full of people who lacked permission to be in this country from Texas to three eastern states. Acting U.S. Attorney Daniel Boober says 30-year-old Gary Donald Smith of McKinney, Texas, pleaded guilty last week. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Today is our birthday, starting our 11th year. Yeah. Imagine that. Gosh, you know what? I don't look a day over 10, I don't think. Maybe that's just the way I think.
The recent facelift in the building helps.
In the building, yes. Yeah. Hey, today's the 14th of December, 8:05 in the morning, and it is weather's brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Ashley's here with the weather, and today is just kind of maybe the best day we have for a while.
If you don't like the rain, yes, that's very much the case. But if you haven't left the house yet, make sure you leave a little extra time. We are reporting 31 degrees out at the airport right now with dense fog advisory going through 10 o'clock. Those should be clearing up, should be burning off with the sun having come up now. But still, leave a little extra time. No harm in getting there a little bit early. We are looking at clearer for the rest of the day, with a high of 56 degrees, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, and into Thursday, we do have another storm passing through, with our greatest chance being Wednesday afternoon, evening for showers, and then things should start to clear up by Thursday night, but we are looking at somewhere between the mid-30s to mid-50s for temperatures throughout the week.
Okay, the weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You know, all the propane's the same, comes out of the same tanks. Yeah. So it's the service that makes the difference. And it's the service that Shasta Gas Propane offers people that sets them above everybody else. Like I said, discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Somebody asked me if I'd gotten a promotion. Yeah, I am now in charge of emptying the trash and the garbage in my house. I take it out on Sunday nights. For two people, I can't, you know, some days I go out there, it's almost ashamed to take it out. It's so little. Some days I can't figure out where it all comes from. And it takes me like, you know, myself, Elk Killer grabs a hold of it, and I want to hire a mule to get the can out. Because Linda finds a way of putting 832 pounds of stuff when she's going through the house getting rid of stuff into one garbage can. They probably need help getting it up into the garbage truck. The refuse truck.
Don't they have means machines for that now?
Well, they do, but I'm sure the guy has to run out and help push it up. you know that when you know it takes you a big effort to get it onto the wheels so you can roll it out there. You know, sometimes it's just until we got the top fixed. When it rained like this, then it's half full of water. Oh yeah. Anyway, enough of that. So that's my only promotion. I'm in charge of that now. Hey, I'm here, Joe Weiss, who is the president of Shasta College. Dr. Joe, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. Good to be here.
Hey, it's been a while.
Yeah.
But you've had, you know what I love about this Shasta College is that you send in a different group each time. And I've learned so much about all the different segments of Shasta College, as has anybody that's listened. But when you bring in those kids from the farm and this adorable, and I'm not being sexist. She's just an adorable girl that's you know, in your pig program, and the other one's in another adorable one is in your cattle program, And they're in here talking about pigs and cattle and about the farm out there and the agriculture and all this. It's just a great show.
Yeah, it's hard to compete with baby goats, I think. So.
Oh my gosh, baby goats! I hope that the lady across the street who has chickens, who we love because Linda takes care of the chickens with them. She's talked about goats, but I don't know if you can. You can't have any animal with cloven hooves in the city limits. Did you know that?
That's a strange rule, but okay.
And I think goats are that. Goats have little cloven feet.
That's why you can eat them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Joe, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. The pandemic and what it's done out there at Shasta College. Can you kind of tell us what's how you're all kind of dealing with this?
Oh, sure. Happy to. The pandemic's certainly been a different approach for us, having to move so many of our classes to distance education, online format. Our faculty have worked diligently and just worked very, very hard. I call it heroic, how hard they've worked to help our students be able to finish Catholic classes last spring. And then this fall, we've been about probably 85 to 90% online or distance learning courses. Some of those are hard to convert, but we were able to do it. And then, of course, we had some very creative faculty, like our nursing faculty. They decided, looking at, you know, pandemic projections, that they wanted to start early. So they started the fall term 2 weeks early and finished couple weeks ago, and so that really was helpful with this late surge we've been experiencing.
Well, do they do the students get to go into the hospitals and this?
Yeah. For a while in the spring, they were not allowed to do their clinicals, and so the faculty helped them finish. A little bit late, some of them on time, because then we were allowed back in the hospitals. But, yeah, they're getting the experience in the hospitals and the clinics and that sort of thing. So it's a lot of work for them to learn, but this is the profession they're signing up for. And so gaining this real-world experience is going to be invaluable the rest of their careers.
Now, how do you do labs? And not necessarily in nurses, but chemistry. How do you handle that?
Yeah, that's been probably our most challenging or one of our most challenging areas is the science labs. And the faculty have there's something called Labster, a product that has virtual labs for some of the topics. And I hear mixed reviews. Some of them are better than others, I think. But different ways of those sorts of things are. Our chemistry faculty, they've developed one course, not for majors, but for general ed, where they already had it online, the lab, prior to this period of time. So that was helpful to have some experience there.
Well, there's nothing, though, that can take the place of you sitting in front of a Bunsen burner. Do we still have Bunsen burners?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we do. Yes.
And then you're mixing things. And in my case, stuff would come out of it. I think in one time when I was in high school, our teacher made chlorine gas somehow. Whatever he did, evacuated our whole room. And I'm not sure what he did, but we were all coughing for 2 weeks afterwards.
Sounds like we don't want you to be in charge of our
chemistry. Well, no, not me. Plans. Not me. That was – well, you probably don't unless you want to learn how to make explosives from scratch. I can do that. Because my granddaughter's taking nursing.
Okay.
Down at New Mexico State University and Las Cruces. And she was kind of saying – and they've taken – every one of her classes has been from her dorm room. And but she has labs too, and I asked her, and she said, well, they're going to let us do that, but then I think they pulled back from that because New Mexico has taken some huge hits down there from the COVID.
Yeah.
So is the education, and this is what I'm hearing from high schools, it's harder now, and do they, you know, as good as your teachers are, we need to get them back in class.
Yeah, that's obviously a goal we have. Before the pandemic, we were about a third of our course offerings were already online, based on student demand and that sort of thing. So, you know, we had quite a number of faculty who were very experienced, but then others had never done online instruction. And so it's quite a mixed bag on which faculty, you know, had to learn new skills and new approaches. And so we're really looking forward to hopefully this summer, fall, having a better mix back like we used to.
I have to ask you this. When you all get together in your Zoom meetings, do you say, okay, who's had the weirdest class? Because you're looking at them in their rooms, right? I mean, when you're Zooming, kids or those young people or older people are at, you're seeing what's in that room. Does anybody ever come in and say, you should have seen what I saw today?
Well, they haven't yet to me, but I'm sure there are stories our faculty could share. and actually, it's a bit of a controversy in higher education about can you require students to have their cameras off or only certain backgrounds allowed or that sort of thing.
And yeah, so there's been some controversy about that.
It's an interesting side dilemma, I guess.
Okay, my favorite one was what I heard was this woman who's, I think she's got like a third grader never being Zoomed, and she got a text from the teacher, and it said, "Bobby's stuck between the bed and the wall. You may want to go help him." And I was thinking, yeah, that'd be me. I'd have to just get stuck someplace. Teacher has to rescue
me. That does sound like you, Carl.
Yeah, it sounds like me. Okay. All right. Hey, we're with Dr. Joe Weiss here and the superintendent and president of Shasta College. And we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers is expanding due to this pandemic, and they're looking for some amazing people to become amazing caregivers. Any of the people that come to your home from Home Helpers have been COVID tested repeatedly, making sure they don't have it, that you get your training there. It's a generous paying job, and it helps people. And if you've been thinking about this, either full-time or part-time, give Sharon a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Reading Home Helpers, the premier assistance agency in Northern California. We'll be right back.
Excitement and belief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that they're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. factor. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by, yes, Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. Gents, let me just say this one more time. Four Winds Jewelry. This is a place to go to buy that special present for your loved one. 2225 Hilltop Drive. They have a super selection of jewelry. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. And you can find anything from estate pieces to Native American to ones they've designed and built themselves for. You've got a one-of-a-kind type of jewelry, whether it be a ring or a bracelet or a necklace. Or if you have a good idea and this is what you want them to build, they'll help you design it and they'll build it for you. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with Dr. Joe Weiss. He's the superintendent and president of Shasta College. And we're talking about, this has been a tough time for all of our schools, trying to get people, keep the education level up to where it was. And through the online learning, and no matter, and I through no fault of anybody, no matter how hard you work, there's something that you know being able to interact and look at somebody and come up afterwards after you think of something,
right.
Just tough. But you all have kept your level up, and you've had classes on training your teachers. You've had some teachers, this is what they've been doing for a while. But didn't you say you had a percentage? What was the percentage?
Yeah, we were about a third online prior to the pandemic.
Right.
That was a big help. A lot of colleges didn't have that much experience with their faculty.
But. Okay. Let's go to the phones. Richard, good morning. Do you have a question for Dr. Weiss?
Yeah, good morning. I would like the good doctor to answer my question. I've called three times in 4 weeks. Shasta College at all levels, and the one that I expected a person to answer, admissions and records, they didn't have a human there either. Now, I left a message all three times in 4 weeks, all different times of the day, Monday through Friday. No one ever picks up the phone, no one ever responds, and gives me a telephone call. With academic courses available online at any community college in California, why should people sign up for your school?
Okay, Richard.
You never get back to them.
Well,
you know, you're great on the radio, doctor, but are you with an individual student?
Well, let's just ask him that. Let him answer that. Okay, thank you.
Well, I appreciate the call, and it's not a typical a message I get from folks, but I do know that sometimes we do slip up and perhaps don't get back as quickly as we can with someone. But to be sort of thing we're always happy to follow up on, and do a check on. So
yeah, he just wrote that down, Richard. So I imagine he's going to be calling that office when he gets back and asking about this.
Yeah, one of the challenges with the pandemic and having many of our people work remotely was figuring out how to get phones forwarded to cell phones we provided some of our staff and that sort of thing. And I think usually we get it worked out, but there are times where there are glitches. And I'm not saying all I can say is I'm sorry for your experience, and we'd want to do better. So.
And I'm sure that you're going to kind of probably go back out like you usually do when you hear something like this.
Oh, we always look into it, yes.
Yeah. The vaccinations that are coming out, they're starting them. And is that going to, what kind of impact do you think? Is this going to be something that's required, do you think, from schools or from other agencies?
Yeah,
the California schools, because you're in the California school
system. We're
public
school, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a question that's being, I think, heavily debated. My thought on it is that it's, you know, living in America, it's not something we should require, but we should educate and encourage. And so I think that's going to be the key. I think the vaccine being effective is going to be one of our key factors in being able to, as quote unquote, get back to normal. Operations in all our society functions. So, you know, the interesting thing to me is whether or not the vaccine is going to be more like the flu, where we're going to have to get it every year. And, you know, the flu mutates. And so is this going to be a similar sort of thing to that, where every year we're going to be encouraging people to get vaccinations so that it doesn't resurge again?
You know, the so important is Wi-Fi. In distance learning. We have some people up in the rural areas that this is tough on them. They have dial-up still to try and get this. So you've done a lot with your Wi-Fi at the college.
Yeah, we've expanded our Wi-Fi into some of our parking lot areas and allow students to come in and connect that way. We've even with our staff and faculty, depending on where they live, we've had to adjust and provide hotspots or different ways to help them overcome slow speed connections. And so that's been, you know, with the idea of working at home sounds great until, oh, I have dial up at home or I'm low bandwidth, right?
Yeah, so. I have three coming down and zero, and I have 0.2 going up. I use my phone as a hotspot. And it's always worked well for me, but then again, I usually where I'm at is the, general area around here.
Correct.
We use it for the baseball games. I use it for remotes when we do that. I tie it into my phone. Is that a viable?
For some, it is. Yeah. There are areas where even, your cell connections aren't good. So, another thing we've done, though, some of our students maybe didn't have devices that were conducive for remote learning.
They didn't have an iPad or a computer then.
Right. And so we've been able to, through the foundation, we were able to gift a number of devices, Chromebooks and that sort of thing to students. And then as well, we were able to purchase a number, several hundred, and be able to loan them out through our library. And that was a big help for students.
Are they all gone?
I believe they're just about all lent out or gifted out, yeah.
Okay. So, well, that's, it's the only way you can do it and keep your students there. How many students usually are enrolled?
We usually, in a year, it adds up to about little over 7,000 full-time equivalent students, but many students are part-time. And so we typically serve between 12 and 13,000 different students a year. And in a given term, like a fall or spring term, there's usually around 8,000 to 9,000 people enrolled.
Okay. We're with Dr. Joe Weiss, who is the superintendent, president of Shasta College. We're talking about how they've provided devices, iPads, Chromebooks, computers, to their students that may not have had them or may have had older ones that didn't support the distance learning. I think that's a great idea, and it doesn't cost them anything. and providing hotspots for the students to come in and study during that time frame. Because as we know, our in the rural areas, you really your chance of getting a strong Wi-Fi signal or a lot of bandwidth is the further out you get from Reading, the worse it gets. So I think that's a good idea. We're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know what? Jeff Wurst, who is the owner there, has been doing this for a long time. He's truly from the old school. Each and every repair he does is a sign of quality workmanship, and he guarantees it for life, whether it's a little chip. And by the way, those little chips on days like this that fill with water in the evenings and then it ices up, that little chip will crack. It'll get bigger and can cause a crack across your windshield, especially if you hit it with a hot heat from your car defroster. So he can fix those little chips, or you can fix cracks over 24 inches in length. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis. That's it, 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We'll be right back with Shasta College.
My mom and she fixes me a snack, and I head down to my basement bedroom and fire up my Mac.
To me, hope is excitement and belief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now that I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Where I come from, there's an old cowboy out turning up dirt. Where I come from.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Cornerstone Community Bank is bringing us this segment. Yeah, Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented, dedicated, locally owned, locally operated, and they're here to help. That's right. Two locations right here in Redding at 1845 California Street, and the other out at the old Rayleigh Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. And if you're down in Red Bluff, they have a branch at 500 Riverside Way. They are still moving local dreams forward during this whole epidemic. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. And I'm here with Dr. Joe Weiss, Superintendent and President of Shasta College. And Richard, hope you're paying attention here.
Hey, Richard, my office, direct line into my office is 242-7510. If someone doesn't pick up, leave a message there, and I'll be sure to get it and be able to get back to you. So
242-7510. There you go, Richard. You're calling the prez. You're calling the prez. I've got a question here, but he's asking about summer classes. Let's go to spring classes. What do you think is going to happen during for the spring classes?
Well, our spring, we're planning the spring semester back 3-4 months ago. And so we're mirroring fall. Probably about 10-15% of our classes are being planned for face-to-face. So the governor's order allows for essential, training functions to be able to do that. So things like construction classes, welding, our nursing program, firefighting academy, various diesel mechanic, auto mechanic, they can have, with safety precautions, those face-to-face labs and things, practical experience going.
Your agricultural.
Agricultural, our heavy equipment.
Heavy equipment, all those. Those are face-to-face.
Our new logging forest management courses.
Yeah. Now, that's big, logging management. What do you learn in that?
Well, it's really very exciting. Two of our faculty have gotten certified so that they can be in right there training the students. The logs, great partnership with Sierra Pacific, the logging. They're allowing the logs on their land, the experience on their kind of their more level land, not the more dangerous land.
Right.
And then the students are operating the heavy equipment and loading the logs and that sort of thing. And,
okay.
And so then we're doing more truck driving courses, especially logging trucks, that kind of training. And so there's it's very exciting. We've received several $1 million in grants to get these programs going through the.
And this is
management.
To teach you how to cut trees, load the lumber, drive it, and all of this, thing, right?
All of those kinds of options.
Because you already have.
And you're
classes.
Actually going out into the forest and learning these things as part of the program.
That's a well-paying job, by the way. And with enough emphasis by our government to start thinning out these forests.
Yeah, that's the hope, and we want to play a significant role in that here in the North State.
Okay, what about summer classes? That was one of our questions here.
Yeah, so we're putting together summer right now. The plan right now for summer is to do it mostly online. Typically, our demand for summer is more online, and it's a heavier load of online. And then hopefully we'll be able to add in some face-to-face later on. It's easier to switch back to face-to-face than it is to schedule face-to-face and switch to online. So, and then for fall, we're working on that mix. And our best laid plans right now are to get closer, maybe a 50-50 or so mix of online and face-to-face. Planning kind of for the best-case scenario.
We'll have to see how this vaccine works, how many people take it.
Yeah, yeah. And the hard part, again, is, to get students registering in May, we're starting to build the schedule, now into January, February, March. And so it's you got to kind of plan for both scenarios to happen.
This is just, you know, this is incredibly hard for all of our schools, whether it's elementary school, middle school, high school, or college. It's just hard. It's just difficult. And trying to get your arms around all this.
It sure is, yeah.
I bet, you know what, what's been the biggest thing? Is it the shifting to the online classes? Has that been the biggest?
I'd say that's the biggest hurdle. And the biggest hurdle was right at the beginning, right when the governor's orders came out and it was, you know, lockdown, whatever we called it. That pivot and that shift
in March, April,
that was the toughest time, I think.
Yeah, so. I think for everybody. I mean, businesses didn't know what to do. They were closing. They thought they were going to only be closed for 3 weeks, and they got to be open again, and then they had to shut down again. Of course, we've been doing that since March. Here's a question. How about the sports? Any time frame for your sports? Obviously, somebody enjoys.
Yeah, the sports have been interesting. We were able to arrange for with physical distancing and all kinds of safety precautions for our athletes to condition together this fall in small groups.
Uh-huh.
So that was a lot of work on behalf of our staff and our planning. We actually have a decision point this Friday for whether or not the fall sports can be done starting basically February and March, late January practice and February and March, and then the spring sports being delayed till late March, April, May, mm-hmm. into June. And so And so, you know, we're trying to – the main obstacle there is figuring out complying with the testing requirements and making sure we can get results back quickly and that sort of thing. So I'm hopeful we'll be able to do at least some of the sports, some of our colleagues down south. I know one conference of community colleges already decided no sports the first half of spring. As a whole conference up here up north, we're trying to see if we can make it work.
It seems like some of your track sports, like your long distance running. I mean, I've done that. I mean, there's nobody around.
Have you done that recently, Carl?
Well. No.
Okay.
But even if I was, I do long distance walks. I talked about it earlier. You probably didn't hear. I was taking the garbage out. It's long distance. Anyway.
And weightlifting involved. I think.
Weightlifting, long distance. You know, I take my oxygen meter with me and I make sure that I'm keeping my oxygen above 90 when I'm doing all this. Seems to me that there's certain sports that lends itself that you could do certain things. And to me, track seems like, track is a group of people, but you're kind of spread out doing things. It would seem to be easier to do, but again, you're being run by the state of California.
By the state, and then the state says to follow the NCAA guidelines. For example, you think, well, basketball, okay, yeah, they're close together, and that's a more higher-risk sport. And right now the guidelines are testing athletes 3 times a week getting results back within 48 hours. And so,
of the game.
Each time.
Each time,
and
right.
So, you know, that's the kind of the difficulty in figuring out, can we make that happen? And so we're hopeful we might have a solution, but it's still a lot.
Great.
A lot we're working on there.
Well, you know what? You know, it's when we talk about kids not being able to sing in choirs, not being able, you know, there's no theatrical or anything, but a lot of kids express themselves through sports. And as they go into college, this is their way to get to college.
Correct.
And
correct.
What an impact that's had on high school seniors that they couldn't play this year.
Yeah, it's been a very trying. Very trying year for many reasons.
Yeah. And the only thing you can do is, okay, this is what we're going to do. And then the state of California says, well, we decided this. And you've got a well-thought-out plan. And it just your
and
plan
then we
just,
get to modify it.
You get to modify it or just flush it right there. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. They work on appointments only. Disposable drapes. Everybody's wearing masks and all this. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's Man's Last Stronghold. Give them a call at 244-9478 for an appointment today. We'll be right back with Dr. Weiss.
Yeah. What could be cozier than the promise of a homemade meal for your favorite person? This season, stop by Black Bear Diner and pick up some gift cards for your favorite folks. For every $25 in gift card purchases, you'll get a $5 Bear Buck for yourself. Or if you're shopping in, make your buy online for an e-gift or traditional card for delivery by mail. Visit blackbeardiner.com to order. Be sure to allow extra time for mailing. Buy $25, get $5 promotion available in diner only.
Black Bear Diner.
Redding Kia is proud to be a part of Holiday Salute this season. We love our veterans and we thank them for their service to our country. Command the season. Save on our new lineup of winter-ready vehicles, like the 2021 Kia Sportage and the 2021 Kia Seltos. Now with a 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no extra cost. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. Come see us today. Happy Holidays. RedingKia.com.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Table Games gives back at Wind River Resort and Casino. $40,000 is up for grabs. Play 10 hours each week to qualify. $5 minimum bet. We're giving away stacks of cash. $10,000 every Thursday. Two $5,000 winners. For all the details, visit our friendly dealers at the 21 Pit. End 2020 with a pocket full of cash. Drawings Thursdays at 9 p.m. We provide a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. $40,000 Table Games gives back. WindRiver.com.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute and wants to take a moment to thank our veterans for their service. Quick and Clean Car Wash has the perfect stocking stuffer, car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading.
Are you concerned about an elder's safety? Shining Care's mission is to give compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders, disabled adults, as well as their loved ones to maintain safety and well-being, whether it be trouble remembering doctor recommendations, unwanted weight loss, or an unsafe living situation. The Shining Care team is here to help assist your family, providing you and your loved one with the support and guidance needed to safely stay at home by suggesting alternative solutions to make sure your loved one is safe and well. Whatever the concern, Shining Care is here to assist you in caring for your family member. We'll give expert guidance and connect you to suitable services, and we'll help manage everything, making life easier for you to have quality time with your loved one and less time worrying if they are safe. For more information, please visit shiningcare.org.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. It's our birthday today. Yes. Yay. Starting our 11th year here. Over 4,000 guests. It's probably over 4,500 guests at this point. And Dr. Joe Weiss is with us, and he's been one of our guests several times. It's not individual new ones.
Yeah, I get to count multiple times.
I think we counted you three or four at least. And but this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew, you know what? You have a friend that likes cigars. They have the largest walk-in cigar.
Humidor.
Than any place in Northern California, north of Sacramento. That's why she's hired.
You can't do this alone, Carl.
Can't do this alone.
Because, trying to read his mind.
I want to keep. And she knows when I look over at her, she knows to intersperse herself in here. Cigars on sale. They have all types of course tobacco products and all the accessories that go along with it. And really great people down there, Shelley and her crew. Tobacco and Brewery, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open right now and closes at 7 p.m. I'm here with Dr. Joe Weiss, from the superintendent and president of Shasta College. And I just want to remind everybody, if you're a first-time student at Shasta College, it's free for 2 years. Tuition is free for 2 years. Plus,
you know, I was telling Carl at the break how we have various scholarships and grants available to help out students even further. At community college, the tuition is very affordable. It's $46 a unit.
Mm-hmm.
So the first-time, full-time scholarships cover that. But, you know, there are book costs, and, of course, people have to live and eat and commute and all those kinds of things. So we have a great financial aid office that helps students be able to find different grants and scholarships. And then our foundation also, especially during this last time, has been able to raise some extra money and been able to give out over $100,000 in help to students through various small grants, you know, kind of helping them get through difficult
times.
Helping
with books. Books are expensive.
Books, or, you know, if their car broke down or that sort of thing.
Yeah. Even that, things like that.
Just, you know, emergency aid. And that's that was something we were able to do this past year and do some special fundraising and get some extra outside grants to funnel through the foundation. And so it's been a really, really good blessing for our students.
Cool. Okay, now, you've got some things going on at Shasta College, new facilities.
Yeah, thanks to the voters back in 2016 who passed Measure H, we've been able to continue construction projects and remodel projects even during this past year. And I guess that's maybe a bit of a silver lining, is that the construction projects have been able to happen, and, you know, we didn't have to worry about as much about students, you know, wandering into construction sites or, you know, that sort of thing. So, we have two new buildings at our fire training grounds, our public safety training grounds, mm-hmm. on campus, and we're just getting ready to open those up for use. Remember, our academy is allowed to meet, right, and
right.
train.
Oh,
and
yeah,
so
of course.
Really a nice feature is we were able to put some locker rooms and showers out there right by the fire props. And so that's a big plus to be able to help our students get cleaned up quickly. I just learned the other day talking to some of our faculty out there that, you know, after doing live fire training and that sort of thing, they like the students to be showered and cleaned within an hour, you know, so they're not having all the soot and things go everywhere and health-wise. So anyway, that's one project. Our new computer information systems building is going up right now as we speak. They're working on it and looking for being completed next summer.
The Veterans Resource?
Our Veterans Resource Center is complete, and so we're just waiting to be able to get the students back on campus.
See if we can get somebody in there.
And down in Red Bluff at our Tehama campus, mm-hmm. A new student services building is nearly complete. So that's in its final stages down there as well. So, you know, one of the fun things is to see these projects happen, because we're so much in the here and now with this pandemic.
Yeah.
But my job lets me be able to think out, you know, what are our needs in the next 10, 20, 30 years as a college.
Well, you have to do that, and the way things are changing so much. This online learning, distance learning, do you think it's going to change universities?
You know, it's that's a big question that I'm reading about and I'm hearing discussed in different meetings I'm in, and it's an unknown. I think there will be changes that stick. I think some of the ideas that, oh, you can't do this remotely, or you can't advise students or counsel students on their career paths and that sort of thing, you know, we're seeing, well, I guess you can if you have to, right?
And so if you've got telemedicine, you ought to be able to do telecounseling.
So I think, you know, there's some of that will stick to provide extra service to people who have a harder time getting to a mm-hmm. campus. I do think there'll be a higher mix of offerings of online courses, where some colleges were not, their faculty and colleges weren't into that at all, and I think some of that mix will stay. And I think a lot of that'll be driven by student demand. What I've seen at our campus is many of our students want a mix for personal reasons, you know, being able to schedule their jobs more easily, or only having to commute to campus twice a week instead of four or five times a week. So a mix of online and face-to-face was kind of their preferred approach. So you still get that personal interaction, but you also are able to manage your life a little easier. So,
well, that's the whole thing, is if you make it easier. I'm not saying what you're learning make it easier, but to make it easier to acquire your end result, is bound to be a plus for everybody.
That is.
I've heard things like the big universities, you know, the ones back on the East Coast are, you know, looking. A lot of their students are saying the same thing: is why do I have to go to class when I can get my lecture series here? And then, of course, then that cuts back on the number of people on campus. But it also, you wonder if that's going to make a difference when it comes to how much you're paying then to go to these Ivy League schools.
Yeah, that's a very interesting question.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear him answer that one. Joe, what would you tell somebody that that wants to come to Shasta College or is thinking about it?
Well, you know, Shasta College is your, I think, your best option here in our area for starting your higher education. We have all sorts of programs. I mean, we're starting new programs. Just kicking off in January will be our physical therapy assistant program right here across the street at the Health Science Center.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to meet community needs where we can through these sorts of things. But it's one of the things, actually, I was showing my son this the other day, life, you know, lifetime earnings, annual earnings. The more education you get, on average, the higher your earnings are over your life.
If you take the right courses and the right major.
Yeah, but even on average, just
on average.
On average, it's each step it goes up with your earning potential. So I just encourage everyone to pursue an education. I view it as opening your options. You know, making it when you're on that exit ramp and you can turn right, left, or go straight. That lane has the most options. The more education you have, you can have those options.
You know, what it does is, for me, is it opens up doors, even though it's not something that maybe my degree was in. But a college degree just opens up doors. It says that you've been able to, you know, for 4 years or 5 years, whatever it is now, you've been able to stick to a program. And get you
and
have that
complete
you've completed
a major
something like you've completed something and how well you've done in it. It's kind of like when we tell our guys, you know, completing your tour in the Marine Corps. It's a stepping stone. It opens doors for you. So it's the same thing with this college degree.
Right.
And some people though say, you know what, I want to weld, and you offer that too.
Oh yeah, and
again, they, you know, make money off that.
And one of our quote-unquote complaints is that in some of our programs, like welding, the students get hired out before they complete, which we're happy about because we want our students to get well-paying jobs. And so when that happens, it's not really a complaint. It's a success.
It is a success. Well, the talked about the new programs and In your preparation, I know you have partnerships with other universities and horticulture and some of the others for sure, but you have a number of other, you know, your programs just seamlessly go on to other universities.
Yeah, kind of the last 5-6 years, our whole system has associate degrees for transfer. And so these ADTs are designed specifically to, with these 60 units, you get junior level standing at a CSU.
Okay.
And then at UCs, it's they have, they're special. They have their own approaches, but it's almost the same. Depending on where you want to go, you might need one or two different courses. But and our counselors can help you
and
figure
those
that
are,
out.
But, some of them are out of state too, though, aren't they?
And then, you know, we have places out of state that, and private colleges like our own Simpson University that recognize those ADTs as well. And it kind of, the whole point is try to get it. Don't take 80 or 90 units for your 2-year degree and transfer and have wasted units. So it's a way to be more efficient in your studies.
When do we start the when do people start signing up for spring?
We're open for spring right now. We probably have about a third of the students registered already, and so there's plenty of room. But the earlier you sign up, the more options you have.
And how do they do that?
Just go to ShastaCollege.edu online, and there's it's all available online, and then our A&R staff and others can help fill out, you know, if you have questions, filling out the application or the course selection.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, buddy.
Yeah, it's great being here, Carl.
Well, you know what? Have a great Christmas and New Year's. And like I said, let's hope that we're putting 2020 in our rearview mirror.
There you go.
And 2021's not sitting there getting ready to say, hey, hold my beer and watch this. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 o'clock. And remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
By Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.